Now, much as we learn that we begin the Hallel, we only say a small portion of it, but then we interrupt with a bracha which is chosem, called Chosem Begula, the bracha of Geula. Now, according to Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, there is another portion of the bracha. Not only are we thanking for the past, but we're adding our tefillah. Please, Hashem, let us be zeicha to see the binyan beis hamikdash. We were going to eat psachim and azvachim, and we conclude that when we actually arrive there, we'll thank you. Noydelecha shir chadash al geula senu. So take a look at the Tosfos here. The second Tosfos is on the amud of the Zayin amud beis. V'noyber lefanav shir chadash v'chei noydelecha shir chadash al geula senu. Tosfos seems to be contrasting. It's coming to show the difference between the lashon we have in this bracha, v'noydelecha shir chadash al geula senu, shir chadash, lashon yachid, shir chadash, as opposed to many other places where we make reference to song as shira, shira chadasha, v'noyber lefanav shir chadasha, not on Pesach night, otherwise. For instance, before Shemoneh Esrei, we say Shira Chadash Shav Geulim Loshon Nekim. Why this difference? Tosfos brings a medrash, V'dachi Tani B'Mechilta, explains the difference between your typical Shira, which is Loshon Nekeva, as opposed to the Shir Chadash, this new concept of Shir that we're going to experience after the Geula Hasidah. The Mechilta says Kol Hashira is Loshon Nekeva. Generally, Shira is Lashon Nekeva. Chutz mi Shira de la'asid de Lashon Zachar. Except for the future Shira, which is Lashon Yachad. He explains. Kalema. Sha Nekeva yesh la tsar leida. Nekeva has tsar. She goes through her cycle. This dam, this is leida. It's up and down, up and down. It's not a steady, consistent life experience. Av kol anisim yesh achreim tzar. This resembles our experience nowadays during this mangolos before the geula. Even though sometimes we experience some form of miracles, but it's not a permanent phenomenon. Yesh achreim tzar. It's followed with tzar. It goes up and down. And that is nirmaz in the concept of shira of ernekeva. It's inconsistent. It's not something assured. It's up and down. Chutz from the asad, as opposed to the asad love experience. Shein acharei tzar, the nes that we're going to experience, then the ultimate geula, that's eternal. It's permanent, as is. There's no tzar any longer. And that's why this shir, which we're going to express then, is called shir chadash, lashon zachar. What does this mean? The shir of an akeva. It's certainly more engaging. We know there's the Isser to listen, right? The Koil Isha. It's more engaging. It's more emotional. It's expressing the yearnings of the Isha, which is up and down. You know, Hashem Tov said, a song transports a person from where he is to where he wants to be. It's an expression of wanting, of longing. I'm here. I want to be up there. So the Shira, the Lashon Nekeva, the Shira of the Nekeva, is a longing, expression of longing, up and down. It's not really where we are. We want to be. And that's the Shira Bizman Hazeh. Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. Sometimes we have a nay, sometimes we have a tsar. It's not something absolute, consistent, and permanent. As opposed to L'Asad Lovay, we'll have arrived. The Shira is Lashon Zachar, like a male who's more intellectual. The Shira is an expression of intellect, which is absolute, consistent. It's permanent. It's as is. We'll have arrived. It's not like we're at a distance and we're trying to reach. We're longing. We're yearning. No, we're here. It's an expression of ecstasy, a different type of joy. Shir chadash. And that's what we're asking Hashem. Let us be zeicha to the shir l'ashad lovei. V'noid l'cha shir chadash al gulosenu. Actually, it's interesting that the Rashi and Erechim brings the same medrash, if you give him a base, the Ramaschal B'nevel Osir, and a similar concept there. In the Gemara, where we have a pasuk shir le shir chadash, and Rashi proves that pasuk is referring to the shir in the future. L'asad lovay, he brings the same medrash because the shir of Olam Hazeh is lashon nekeva, Kashem shana kevazu yoyleda, just like an isha is moiled, kachcho salolo sofer leilei tzoris, a different aspect. Same concept, a different angle. The yeshuas that we experience lead to tzoris, they're followed by hardships. Aval shishal el habo, lashon zocha shana yoyled, as opposed to the shir v'lasod lovoy, that's absolute, it's the last stop, having arrived. And that's why it is labeled as shir chadash, shir lashon zochar, the song of consistency, of permanence, of absoluteness. Interesting that the lashon here, that the nisim that we experience today are not absolute. Yesh achrayim tzar, as Rashi there says, they're moilit, tzoris. I noticed yesterday in the Chafetz Chaim Al HaTorah and Parshas Bo, they bring here astonishing thing. The Bnei Shel Chafetz Chaim Reb Leiv, Chafetz Chaim's son Reb Leiv Zatzal, related the following story. When the English, when the British mandate, great British government, announced the Balfour Declaration, which allowed paved the way for the Jewish presence, official Jewish presence in Eretz Yisrael, the Chafetz Chaim viewed it ke'ein hisaruso deleila b'inyan hagula. Viewed it as a some sort of hashpah coming from Shemayim, leading to some form of geula development. V'dibur oz divur arachayim hakadosh. The Chafetz Chaim spoke about the gave over the words of the Chafetz Chaim malakosav v'kom shevet miyisrael ayin sham. Apparently, Chafetz Chaim the arachayim alludes to this type of concept, the development of the geula. But then he said as follows, Aval Omar, I'm just going to read it first inside. Kimis yore, he has pachad, he's afraid, shachavshim lo yukaklu chas v'shalom, that the irreligious people shouldn't ruin things chas v'shalom. This is a sarusa delayla, this is a golden opportunity for geula. He's afraid of the chavshim, that people that are opposed to Yiddishkeit, are going to go and destroy the opportunity. For your oyman, he said like this. It's fascinating. It's almost scary. Many times there was already Azman Ratzin. Azman Ratzin min Hashemayim to trigger the Geula. Aval Hadoris Kilkul. But the generations, meaning the misbehavior, the inappropriate behavior of the Doris, destroyed that opportunity. Well, Makaka the opportunity. So that's the Medrash here. We have Nisan, we have Isarus Leila. We see sometimes movement in the right direction, but then it gets nixed. We have to be Zoyche, that it should remain. It should develop properly and be of a permanent nature. The Gula Asida, Meher B'Meinu Amen.